Osho, Begin Bhairav Tantra, Volume 2, Discourse Number 9, Tape 2.
Then while falling asleep, go on thinking of the flame, go on seeing it, feeling you are the light, remembering it, remembering, you fall down asleep. And the remembrance continues. In the beginning, you will start having some dreams in which you will feel you have a flame within. You are light. By and by, in the dream also, you will move with the same feeling. And once this feeling enters in the dream, dreams will start disappearing. There will be less and less dreams, and more deep sleep. When in your all dreaming, this reality is revealed that you are light, a flame, a burning flame, all dreams will disappear. Only when dreams disappear, now you can carry this feeling into sleep, never before. Now you are at the door, and dreams have disappeared, and you remember yourself as a flame, you are at the door of sleep. Now you can enter the feeling. And once you enter with the feeling in sleep that you are a flame, you will be aware in it. The sleep will happen only now to your body, not to you. This technique is to help you go beyond these three states. If you can be aware that you are a flame, a light, sleep is not happening to you. You are conscious. You are carrying a conscious effort. Now you are crystallized around that flame. The body is asleep. You are not. This is what Krishna says in Gita, that the yogis never sleep. While others are asleep, they are awake. Not that their bodies never sleep. Their body is asleep, but only body. Bodies need rest. Consciousness needs no rest, because bodies are mechanisms. Consciousness is not a mechanism. Bodies need fuel. They need rest. That's why they are born. They are young, then they become old, and then they die. Consciousness is never born, never becomes old, never dies. It needs no fuel. It needs no rest. It is pure energy. Perpetual. Eternal energy. If you can carry this image of flame and light through the doors of sleep, you will never sleep again. Only the body will rest. And while the body is sleeping, you will know it. Once this happens, you have become the fourth. Now the waking and the dreaming and the sleeping are parts of the mind. They are. You have become the fourth, one who goes through all of them and is none of them. Really, this is so simple. If you are in the waking and then you move into dream, you cannot be either. If you are waking state, how can you dream then? And if you are a dreaming state, how can you fall into sleep? where there is no dream. You must be a traveler, and these states must be stations. So you can move from here and there and come back again. Again in the morning you will move into the waking state. These are states. And one who moves within these states is you. But that you is the force. And that force is what you call the soul. That force is what you call divine. That force is what you call the immortal element, life eternal. Waking, sleeping, dreaming, know you as light. This is a very beautiful technique. But try it first in the waking. And remember, when others become aware, then only you have succeeded in it. They will become aware. Then you can enter into dream and then into sleep, and then you can awaken to that which you are, the force. Enough for today?